This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or the new text line if you haven't put this in your smartphone or your dumb phone or whatever, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, the new text line, and that way they're... It kind of gets to all of us in the show, and we can answer your questions. Scott Hennin is live at Big Iron on his way back to the mic. Unless he's standing there waiting for me to shut up. Radio Graffiti, 1 minute, 1 minute only. It's not the hardest, most kept rule in radio, I guess, because every once in a while somebody has... a great valid point, and it's good to get the expansion on that point. But, I mean, at some point, we've got to be able to, move the show along. Texter says, you're the best. Thanks for the best place to go for news, truth, and facts, and laughs. A K-Fire listener, thanks for that. Appreciate that. I know we got a few listeners up in Canada, too, in Manitoba. Thanks for those. I'm not sure I understand this one. That beautiful flag can quickly become a bedsheet without the blunt common sense this man expresses and stresses. I may need a little bit more background on that one to be able to add anything to that. Where are the executive orders written by North Dakota Republicans to protect us from medical mandates? Nowhere. Unwritten. Well, executive orders by North Dakota Republicans. Maybe a bit of a oxymoron, maybe? Executive orders. We haven't put a North Dakota Republican in the White House lately, so... Elections of consequences. The Republicans had the House and Senate in Trump's first 2 years and did absolutely nothing, Texter says. You've got to give it to Democrats. They're working and putting bills forward and passing them when they own the Senate and the House. Are Democrats getting it done? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ryan on Radio Graffiti on What's on Your Mind. Hi there.
How's it going?
Great.
Just wanted to make the quick point. I hear a lot about Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven being fighters. And when people complain that they don't fight hard enough, then we don't understand what it's like. They have to be horse traders. Well, cutting deals doesn't sound very much like fighting to me.
There's a part of me that wonders, is there a point at which if you fight, your gut tells you you're going to lose. And so what's the right choice then? Do you go on principle and continue the fight no matter how much of a losing fight it may be, if it is a losing fight, or do you go with a compromise so that you can win points, so that maybe you pick your battles and then you decide, okay, this particular battle is just simply not the important one, so I'm going to compromise on this one, but I'm getting you back later on something a little bit more important. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Honestly, as an example, when it comes to that $1 trillion spending bill, I hear a lot about trying to peel off the reasonable Democrats like Joe Manchin. I don't think Joe Manchin sits around waiting to see what Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven are going to do before he decides if he's going to vote on the $3.5 trillion. But that's the impression that I get from
put you in jail.
How I'm supposed to believe things work there in D.C.
Okay. Well, Ryan, hey, thanks for the call. Sounds like we got Scott back. So if you want to line up at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 for Radio Graffiti. Scott, I hear you're back.
I am back. What a neat little presentation we had. It was so dang fun. Best of show for the Star Spangled Banner. Mark Lindquist and Kelsey Joy, which was really neat. And of course, Jim the Flagpole Guy with that big 15 by 25 foot flag. And that crane from Industrial Builders, Inc. that you can see from the moon. So dang fun. So really awesome that the Big Iron Committee said, hey, you guys did it better than anybody at Big Iron. We're darn proud of that. Here's a couple of guys we got to say hi to. The one and only Jay Thomas, host of Rides.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Who's been out...
Just rolled into town. Just dropped all the equipment off, the boys off. I told them I don't want to see you for 30 days. No, don't call me. Don't nothing.
Where are you going next? Because that's been the number one question here. So you got to come to Jamestown. You got to come to Valley City.
We are in Jamestown. Our next trip's Jamestown. We're going up to Fordville, North Dakota. A guy up there has a collection of Ferraris and Lamborghinis in his house.
Oh, my gosh.
25,000 square foot home. They're in his front room on white carpet.
Unbelievable.
We filmed out west, and I don't want to say where it's at because he doesn't want people hounding him. He has, and it's documented, the world's biggest Mustang Grabber Green collection, the cheapest car in his collection. Is it a 7429 Boss Mustang? $400,000. I'll show you a picture. That's the cheapest car in his collection. He's got 26.
And all you want to say is general vicinity, Western North Dakota?
We'll just say Western North
Dakota. Western North Dakota. Boy, I love that. Jay Thomas, of course, hosts the Jay Thomas Show. Reason I want him here, besides to get a little rundown and rides, is that I know he needs a sauna, and Dan Hammer, Hammer Time from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is here. The guy's got a splash pool. He's got a hot tub.
He does.
That pool this weekend, too.
He does.
He's got the deck, but he doesn't have a sauna.
His friends love his tub so much that they purchased a tub from me the other because they sat in Jay's tub.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how
it works.
Jay.
Now, here's the deal. As WDAY goes, is going to be how Jay Thomas goes. So we want this guy working another, you know, good 20, 30 years. That's why he needs a sauna, doesn't he, Dan?
It's the next step for him. It's the evolution of Jay Thomas's health.
And the
evolution of my backyard.
He's that, too. Yeah. He's gone from the hot tub to the splash super pool. I think the sauna's next, though.
I do, too.
In their future.
It's a must.
You looked at him hard about a year ago.
I did.
And you didn't quite pull the trigger at that point.
Alex wasn't just there yet for it. And then this summer, once we got the splash super pool, because we're sitting around going, you know what? It's hot. She goes, honey, just go get a pool from Vinny. Like, all right, let's get the pool. So we got the pool. We built a massive deck around it. And then she's like, you know what? That sauna would look great in the corner over there.
Yeah.
And I said, because she wants to put in a dressing room for the pool. I said, that's perfect. We got a sauna, and people go in there, and they can change into their swimsuits.
Exactly.
There you go. When you do get your sauna, Jay, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find that it doesn't matter if it's the middle of July and it's 95 degrees outside or it's the middle of January and it's 10 below. You're going to use it because you're going to feel so dang good with a good therapeutic sweat.
Amen.
It's habit forming.
Well,
it's addicting.
I grew up in northern Minnesota. We had saunas.
I mean,
we had a deer hunting shack, and our sauna house was bigger and nicer than the hunting shack. My uncle had one in his house. I mean, we lived in saunas. And Hibbing actually had a big community sauna place where you would go, and there'd be 30, 40 guys in there.
Yeah.
I remember my stepdad, my uncle take me there when I was young.
Right.
I love saunas.
It's part of their culture up there.
It is.
There's lots of Finlanders up in that part of
there
Minnesota.
Are, yeah.
And of course,
Dan,
in Finland, they've been doing it for hundreds of years.
I was just going to say, how long do they live there?
Hundreds of years, right?
They do.
It's not uncommon to run into people north of 100.
Yeah. It's like a bathroom.
Yep.
In houses in Finland.
Yep.
What I mean is, everyone has it.
It's like having a silver fridge in your house. It's a necessity.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So
yep.
You don't have one yet. You and Alex.
I'll have one. Here's what I'm thinking. We'll put it in the garage for the winter.
Yeah.
So I can use it in there. And then when spring comes, they
moving
come do all the concrete and the rest of the work, and then it goes outside.
There
Good idea.
There
we have
go.
One, you know, and ours is
you
in
do.
The garage. And it's this time of year, all the way through the just, you know, miserable cold
20,
winter.
20, 30 right. below, you can still use it.
It's pure heaven. My wife will read there. I'm thinking there. I'm reading a paper. I mean, it's just, you're disconnected, you know, and all the research I see this, Vince has talked about it a lot. I mean, heart docs are going, wow, Everything you're at risk for, from Alzheimer's on down, your risk goes down with 20 minutes, half hour in this thing, right, Dan?
You know, for years, Hanno, we knew a lot of the kind of the baseline health and wellness benefits.
Yeah.
Flushing toxins out of your body.
Exactly.
Getting a good cardiovascular workout.
Yeah.
Burning calories, okay? Well, then along came the Heart Institute in the at the University of Finland, and they started doing research on long-term health and wellness benefits of regular sauna use. And these things have been picked up by the Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins University, leading medical centers across the U.S., and you're right, it's all related to, if I use the sauna four times a week or more, Jay,
yeah,
I'm going to reduce my risk of stroke by 65%.
It's amazing.
Sign me up.
Exactly.
Same thing. Reduce my risk of cardiovascular disease, the number one killer of men in the United States, by 62%.
That's
blood
crazy.
Pressure by 65%. Dementia,
yeah,
by 65%. I mean, four major health and wellness issues that many of us in our lives, because our friends or family members, have to deal with.
Can I add a fifth?
And if I can reduce that by two-thirds, sign me up.
Can I add a fifth?
Yeah, it's your show.
Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Everything that's happening in this country right now.
That guy has never sat in a sauna. That's the problem.
Yeah, he should have been in a sauna. But think about it. Our stress levels to the stratosphere, so you need from hot springs, spas,
yeah,
and pool tables, too.
But think about it, guys.
A sauna.
Finlay has reached his biggest challenge.
Think about this. All the money you spend on medication, how many of those medications could go away?
Big time.
There.
It pays for itself.
Hot springs, spas, pool table twos. Here's the best part. They have saunas in stock, and they're ready to rock. More after this, a Big Iron.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size Fun Pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's Salted Nut Rolls, two for $1. The Giant Sunflower Seeds, $1.39. Assorted T-shirts, only $9.99. And Firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for 4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps it coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Big Iron on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Radio Graffiti today, so we'll get you in. Give us a call, 258-0550, 258-0550. If you can't wait, 24-7, the Be the Buffalo hotline is 855-200-1776. And feel free to text us right now or anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 701-237-1590. Texter says, I heard you say yesterday that you were tired of hearing Ted Cruz talk with no action, but you take up for the North Dakota senators for being so passive. What gives? You take up for the North Dakota senators for being so passive. I don't think I've said they're passive. I think they are accomplishing more than they're getting credit for because they're not worried about getting on Fox and saying I'm going to do this, but actually doing things. Senator Kramer is a prime example. I mean, if you talk to anybody in the defense contractor world, they're going to say the Grand Forks Air Force Base, with the combination of a appropriator, that's Senator Hovind, and an authorizer, that's Senator Kramer, is more well-positioned today to fight China than we ever have been in the way of space wars or anything else. If you had Mike Pence and Donald Trump here right now today, they would say something like this. They would say there would not be a Space Force, a separate arm of the military, but for Senator Kevin Kramer. Now, Senator Kramer doesn't go around and say, look at me, how great I am. He's not on Fox five times a night. He does a lot of the business channels because he's very interested in the economy as well. And we're going to talk to him tomorrow for a full hour. If you agree, if you disagree, please call. Don't send passive-aggressive texts. Call and say, here's the deal. I think you could do this better or that better. I'm not here to defend them. They're very good at defending themselves. I'm just giving you a little more of the story. Many people have been, in my mind, misled by some in the conservative media world about what is in the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. That's why I asked Senator Kramer today. What is actually infrastructure in that? 100% is infrastructure. Now, it can be fairly called infrastructure. Doesn't mean we're going to like all of it. You know, all this massive transit and things. But when you are doing a deal to get a $1 trillion deal that will be more roads and bridges, 5G, ports, things to help us get things to the market, rail, everything else, you're going to have to put some bad in there to get some good. It's how the legislative process is made. But with a Democrat in control of the House, a Democrat in control of the Senate, and a Democrat in the White House, you don't win every battle. So you win what you can. And in this case, that first bill was designed to kill the second bill, and that's when I'll officially judge it. Does it take down the $3.5 trillion deal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer are trying to ram down our throats? Does it? If it does, that was a good victory because infrastructure spending in North Dakota, roads, bridges, water projects, over 5 years will double. That's jobs, the economy, and it's fixing things that need to be fixed. So I'm just giving you what I believe to be the facts. I'm not here to defend anybody. They don't need defending. They don't need anybody else defending them. They can do that themselves. Hope that makes sense. But tomorrow, Senator Kramer for a full hour, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on this very radio station, 550 KFIRE, KTGO 1090, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, on the iHeartMedia app, on our websites. Watch streams right now. We got, stream live of what's happening right here. You're going to watch our show. I don't care how you do it. Send a text in right now. Say, ask this of Senator Kramer tomorrow. Text me at 701-237-1590. That's the beauty of somebody that comes on every week for an hour. The in-state work period has ended, meaning all the briefings he was getting from defense and everything else. I can't wait to ask about Mark Milley. Do we know enough to know Mark Milley has committed an impeachable offense by going around Donald Trump, like Bob Woodward says? And by the way, are there other generals that say different things than Milley does about Afghanistan? I want to know. He's on the Armed Services Committee. He's had these briefings. We'll ask.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Biden just go ahead and pardon whoever the heck he wants to, including Milley?
Well, if he's still standing by the time your pardons are issued.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Wouldn't ascending President Harris just pardon?
That'd be blatantly obvious when you've got the men and women of the United States Armed Forces who've died, who've bled for Afghanistan.
Oh, I'm not saying anybody would support that move. Yeah. I'm not saying our current faithful Armed Forces people would be supportive of that or the voters. But at the same time, I can't help but think it's just going to go. He's going to get away with it They're all going to get away with whatever the heck they want to get away with.
It's a mess because that occurred under Donald Trump. And everything everybody said about Donald Trump being crazy and a madman, you can say about Joe Biden right now. His fitness for office off the charts. Let me talk to Tom Silbernagle. He is the Butler Machinery, Butler Egg store manager in Jamestown, North Dakota. We're going to talk cat today.
Awesome.
You're the cat man, aren't you?
Yes. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
How are things in Jamestown?
Doing very well. There's a lot of optimism in the egg world today. I mean, there's, you know, obviously, you know, spots of crop area where it's not as good as we would like it. But, you know, the other side, there are other areas that are, you know, doing pretty well.
They are. Let's talk a little bit about all this equipment. We can see it here from Fent, Massey Ferguson, and Kloss. Love this. What would this class set me back here right now? If I just said, I got to have this.
That's a very good question.
Show special, is it a million?
No, it's not. No, it's not quite that.
Okay, but it's north of half a million.
It's possibly a tad north of that.
That's unbelievable.
Depending on how it's spec'd.
It's unbelievable. But, and it's the talk of the show, it is. But I want to talk about the compact equipment you also have here from Caterpillar a little bit. Tell folks what they need to know about what's the latest with Cat.
What we have here today is we've got a couple of small wheel loaders, a skid steer, and a compact track loader. They're you know, a lot of people, when they think or see Caterpillar, they think just construction.
Yeah. Not so.
Yeah. Heavily, heavily used in the ag industry, whether you're in, you know, just a regular, you know, crop guy or, you know, cow calf, feedlot, dairy. So they're heavily utilized across the ag industry as a whole. Multiple variety of different things. I mean, some guys use them to feed their cows. Some use them to pick rocks, to move around totes of seed and chemical. So wide variety. And Cat has a very, very long history in the ag industry.
Boy, do they ever. And it's all here, folks. We were talking a little bit about the Fendt earlier. You also have Massey Ferguson here. We should talk a little bit about Massey and what's new in these tractors. All the way up to, you know, the compact models, all the way up to the mid-range loader tractors are getting some attention on Massey, right?
Absolutely. Massey is, you know, again, long history in the ag world, and we have the full line. And you're spot on when you say we have everything from small lawn and garden tractors up to the larger row crop tractors. So wide variety, phenomenal product. You know, most of those larger tractors are going to have a CVT in them, like our Fendt machines as well. So great machines. And also today we do have, you know, good availability on large ag. So if, you know, people are out there, if they want, you know, a new combine or a new Fendt tractor, come see us right away. We do have machines on the ground and taking orders for spring delivery.
In stock and ready to rock.
Absolutely.
Butler Machinery, Butler Ag. We're in the Butler Arena at Big Iron having a blast. Come by and say hi to Tom Silbernagle from Jamestown. Say, hey, great job on the radio. I heard you on the radio. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
You too. Good to see you. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Over 100 years, they've crushed past that 100-year mark, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor service. Bismarck, obviously, but all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Indoor air quality experts. Talk to the experts. Have a conversation. They'll tell you about the wide range of choices and how long-term care facilities protecting our greatest generation. No COVID when you go with best indoor air quality.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Fruit can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Fruit. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Do science back the COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. Dr. Marty McCary, surgical oncologist and chief of the Johns Hopkins University Transplant Center on Fox News, says maybe not for younger people.
Well, some new data came out actually this week suggesting that boosters really did almost nothing to reduce severe illness in younger people. And that makes sense. They have a stronger, more robust response to the vaccine. And many FDA officials have signaled that they're okay with boosters for high-risk populations, the elderly, but not with for the general public. They're going to meet tomorrow, and we're going to hear what they have to say, but it appears that they're not that enthusiastic about boosters for the general population, which is why two of them left in frustration, that they feel they were pressured by the White House, that there was sort of an announcement before the FDA did their normal process.
President Biden this afternoon from the East Room will deliver remarks on America's inflation woes. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Senator Kramer tomorrow if he thinks there's any truth to Mike Lindell's cyber symposium. He had three guys at the cyber symposium, so it'll be good to get a little download on that as well. We're waiting for Arizona results as well, and I'm hearing a lot of rumbles about an audit in North Dakota, Alabama. This is rolling out. Wisconsin's been going to do this, Pennsylvania, you know, where they have Republican majorities, they actually can get some actual just honest questions answered, like, okay, you say you can break into the machines, but can you? And here's the time and the IP address and the PCAPs that say you did. Go trace it the other way. Why wouldn't you want to know that? Why wouldn't you? I don't know. Texture says, I agree with you that we do not get rid of our congressman on a few votes, but it's very interesting the amount of radio time you are willing to spend defending these men. I'm not defending them again. I am giving a different perspective is all I'm trying to do. I am. That's all I'm trying to do. Okay, I want us to get our joy back. I want us to be happy warriors. And I think the more time we say our side is the problem when we have what we have in the way of a Republican speaker, a Republican Senate majority leader, and a president, you cannot expect it all to happen overnight. That's all I'm saying. I'm just giving you a constitutional lesson on elections as we count votes now and the result of those. And I don't believe we can just say, oh, 2022 will fix it. I think we got to fight. I am going to ask Senator Kramer tomorrow if he will die on the hill of our debt. Because I think it's an issue with the border crisis, with Afghanistan, with inflation. We don't ever look at the fact we have a $23 trillion debt. Unbelievable. That's a national security crisis. So we'll cover that, too, with Senator Kramer tomorrow. But thanks for the text. More welcome. 237-1590, 237-1590, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. If you're coming in for Big Iron, hit the West Main Avenue location for chicken, fettuccine, Alfredo, and all the kinds of other goodies. Goulash on 12th Avenue and I-29. Harwood Exit, meatloaf dinner for the big PetroServe USA that's growing. Salisbury Steak, Fargo, NP Avenue, or in Euland today. Pulled pork of the French dip sandwich off exit 292 Valley City. You get the idea. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, even tater tot hot dish over there in Glendon, PetroServe USA. How about that? What's on your mind? Live from Big Iron, having a great time out here today. Powered by MyPillow. We can't do what we do 24/7 without the best sheets, the best pillows, the best waffle blankets, the best slippers. Need I go on? Mattress toppers. They've got it all. And right now, the best deals ever at frankspeech.com. Use the promo code Scott. And if you go to Frank's Speech, every night you get an update on the Cyber Symposium. Every night they're doing that. Mike Lindell and others. Frankspeech.com. Use the promo code Scott for those wicked good deals. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Steve Link is here, one of the owners of Pipers. And it's good to see our Pipers friends out here. Big, aren't you having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. It's fun to see everybody. The weather is fantastic. The crowd, everybody's upbeat. This is a lot of fun. I mean, I don't get the pleasure of talking to some of the important people that you do, but I get to talk to a lot of important people in the farmland world, and they're really optimistic right now.
By the way, they're the most important people because they feed the world.
Exactly.
So we love our farmers and ranchers. We weep over the record drought we've had this year. We see what's happening to our ranchers with prices and the consolidation in the beef world.
Yep.
There's a lot of pain points right now, especially in the ranch world.
Exactly.
Farmers were taken pretty good care of during the Trump era, and 20-year farm incomes have been, you know, I think last year even a bad year was above the 20-year average,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, it was. Yep. Yeah, you hit it right on the head there.
So that's one of the reasons land prices are where they are. Let's talk a little bit about that. How are they looking right now?
Yeah, land prices are up anywhere from 8% to 20%, depending on where you're at. The basics are still there. People are looking for good quality farmland. They're looking for stuff that drains really well. They're looking for good access, good productivity indexes, soil productivity indexes. So those basics are still there. But it seems like every land sale that we have, we seem to be topping the last land sale.
It's unbelievable.
Yep.
What do you make of that? Just a great investment?
It is. It's a good, sound, safe investment. It's not super high return on investment, but the appreciation has been there, so that's good. The interest rates are at record low. They're just really sustaining really low, so that's good. A lot of cash out there, and so buyers are paying cash for some of these purchases, and so it's the atmosphere and the environment are really good, but the commodity prices is what people are looking at too. So.
Make me just a little bit envious of some of the parcels that are out there, because I don't have the checkbook for it, but I know some folks listening do. If it were you, what would you pick up here in the coming days and weeks?
Next week, we start off with, we have a sale up in Grand Forks and some land by Ada. I mean, Ada's got a really good reputation. And then we also sell a quarter of land right by Argusville, just north of Fargo, right along the interstate. I'm really excited to see what that brings, because it's good soil. It's really good soil in a good location. And so those are some of them that are coming up in the near term. And then we get out into western North Dakota, out into Grant County and Stark County and Renville County. We have some really good quality land parcels out there, too. So.
And these are online. These are sometimes at a location, a little mix of both, right?
Yep, that's a great question. So all of our auctions now have an online component. So everything is simulcasted online. So people can be anywhere and participate. Even we have people that are local residents that happen to be out of town, and they're participating online, and they can bid that way, and so that's really a nice function for buyers.
And, you know, the Piper team has been known as America's land auctioneer for a long time. You guys just know land, you manage land, you've got that down, but I often say there's no reason your machinery auction shouldn't be done with Pipers, because I'm just seeing these numbers continue to crush the market, and the dollars you're bringing for this iron is pretty amazing.
Exactly. Our machinery team is just unbelievable. In fact, that's why you're stuck with me, because our machinery team is up setting up a sale for at St. Thomas for tomorrow, and that sale is really unique. We got an airplane on it. We have banjos and guitars and guns and, you know, anything you think about American is going to be on this sale. You have Jeep Wranglers. You have all this really cool stuff. Up at St. Thomas tomorrow, and so that's why the team is up there setting that up, and we also are selling a couple of real estate parcels on there, so I'll be up there to help with that. The machinery sales, the tractors and combines and all of that stuff, is the used equipment sales are really, really strong.
And I think sometimes people miss the importance of marketing behind the sales, and you guys just really got that down.
I mean,
it's a secret sauce that you've perfected over the years, whether it's a land auction, whether it's a machinery auction. When Pipers has an auction, they're all online, many on location as well. People know about it.
Yeah, our marketing team is fantastic. I mean, they get it, and they know how to market it. They know how to get it in people's mailboxes and online. They're such a fantastic team to work with, and I'm so proud to be part of Pipers.
We're chatting with Steve Lang from Pipers today. Sorry, some folks just wanted to meet Senator Kramer, so I was directing traffic.
I'm impressed you're letting me sit here, and Kramer is not sitting here. That's awesome.
He's
right?
going to be on for an hour tomorrow. We've had enough of him today.
Yep.
We're going to talk to the land and machinery auction guy and find out what we need to find out here for sure. Yep.
Exactly. People, when you go to the cafe, you talk a little bit about national politics, but they really it goes down to local politics. I live out in Castleton, and that's most of the conversation. What's going on in Castleton and around Castleton, and what's going on in the farm market, and what's going on, you know, because they know that I travel all over in the three states, and you know, we had some great sales in our Sioux Falls facility. We had that here earlier this month, and so Sioux Falls is really blowing up. Our steel office is doing awesome, and our Bowman office has been consistent over the last 10 years. It's been awesome to work all over North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and Wisconsin and Minnesota. So
I had the pleasure of hopping on the auctioneer.
Yep.
And heading out to Mohall, North Dakota. We were out there for the Cook Fest.
Yep.
And we had some great grub. And then Steve was out putting up signs for an auction. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yep.
They're
in
everywhere.
In fact, that land sold last week, and that was an online-only auction, and it went pretty well. So it was a great timing to go out there and put those signs up. And then, that was so much fun. I appreciate you bringing me and introducing me to all those Mohall people, because that was awesome.
Wasn't that fun?
They are such great people.
And the Attorney General, Wayne Stenger, was up there, and we found out he was born in Mohall.
Wow.
And do you remember that story he told? It was the most amazing thing. If you ever see Wayne Stenger, just ask him about the doctor and his dad and the whole deal. Because I forget all the parts of it. It's a pretty good story, though.
Yep.
Pretty good story.
You know, and then that's where my roots are from, Alexander, North Dakota. So Watford City and that. And so it's so much fun for me to get out that. Even though I grew up in Minnesota, closer to where you grew up.
Yep.
And Milan, Minnesota. And so that it's just fun for me to travel both directions.
Steve was a Mallard. I was a Mohawk.
Milan Vikings.
Oh,
Milan,
Vikings.
Milan were the Vikings.
Is Madison the Mallards?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so. Oh,
yeah.
What were they? Yeah, it's something
right.
like that.
Yeah,
so,
I was thinking.
Watson Mallards, huh?
There you go, Watson Mallards. You know why they call them the Watson Mallards? There's a hell of a lot of Mallards
there
down there.
There's a lot of Mallards around there.
Oh, my gosh. If you've never been down to Yellow Medicine County and
Chippewa County
Chippewa
and Lacaparral County, yeah.
That is good hunting there.
It is good hunting, yeah.
Exactly right. Steve, good to see you.
Yep.
Keep things cranking, and folks can call for a catalog.
Yep, we have our fall catalogs. They're all printed. We have them here at Big Iron, or you can call our office, and we'll ship it out, mail it out right away, so you can get it. So.
And by the way, speaking of the Big Iron, they are here right smack dab in the middle, not too far from the Butler Arena.
Yeah, right out front of the Butler Arena. So
yeah, you can't miss them.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Pipers.com. Call for a catalog. Otherwise, just come on to Big Iron and get your catalog, for crying out loud. And see the good folks at Pipers, America's land auctioneer. And every Saturday, the president and CEO of Pipers, Kevin Pfeiffer, does a great radio show right here on K-Fire, KTGO, AM 1100 The Flag, and on WDAY called America's Land Auctioneer. It's good stuff. I always love these catalogs. I can just dream a little bit about all
this. Aren't the pictures great? They're fun.
Oh, my gosh, are they ever. What's that resort you guys got coming up? That's an unbelievable one there.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one, too.
And Pfeiffer's people, just amazing. I'm just looking here at auction associate Steve Miller, born and raised on a farm in Flasher, John Pierce, Concordia College premier fundraiser. How many of those years? Knows so many people. A business development associate now with Pfeiffer's. Great, great people. You've got... Do you claim Andy Murnick, or don't you?
You know, some days, you know, he didn't answer my phone call this morning. So
he didn't, huh?
So he's kind of on the bad list.
How about the pride of Bowman, Sabi? What about him?
Jim Sabi, Kiva Sabi. He's actually in Fargo, too. He's going to be up in St. Thomas. So, so people should go track him down.
Bob Pfeiffer and Alan Butts, and just some great, great names. People have been doing a long time.
Yep.
And it's all about the team and relationships there, for sure.
Exactly.
Great to see you, Steve.
All right. You too.
Take care. We're going to talk with some... folks from Liberia in a moment that are at Big Iron. This attracts a international audience. Some people don't know that, but international audience. We'll talk with them coming up in a little bit. Last chance to get your questions or comments in. Text me at 701-237-1590. Texter says, Scott, you are wrong. It is not 100% infrastructure. Well, maybe we should take tomorrow and spend 5 minutes just going line by line through the $1 trillion bill, and then we'll have to have a little discussion about what constitutes infrastructure, okay? I believe that bill, probably I'd say it this way, 20% is things Republicans have been trying for a long time to get called infrastructure. 20% is the utopia of the left. Mass transit, big cities, all of that. 60% of it is roads, bridges, 5G infrastructure, things we can all call infrastructure. But there's been a lot of reporting out there that has morphed something that is not infrastructure. That's in the $3.5 trillion deal. That's social agenda, not infrastructure, but they call it infrastructure. That's all I'm saying.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime on those new Buicks, the new GMCs, and those late model used vehicles as well. So let's just say you wanted an Explorer or a Chrysler 300 or a Fiesta. Well, they get good gas mileage. I guess I could see that. I'm cramming me into one. That might be a different story. Grand Cherokee, so much more. And, of course, those new Buicks and GMCs. You can shop, click, drive at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right. Some text rolling in here. Make people aware of the group Health Freedom North Dakota. Health Freedom North Dakota. You know, there is a group. And North Dakota Conservative Advocates have been supportive of that group as well. And we're really, really, I think, a voice of reason at the state legislature for giving people a conduit to talk to their legislators. And that's one of the reasons that despite Governor Burgum wanting the ability to put a mask mandate back on, he lost it. He vetoed it, and the veto was overridden. Rich Warden, the Senate Majority Leader, put it over the edge in the Senate. So you get a sense of what health freedom means to North Dakotans. There's no doubt about that. Texas says, what time are you going to be at the ranch on Monday? You know what? We're going to the Strawman Ranch, Fast Angus, and Strawman Cattle Company out by New Salem on Monday. And I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be fantastic. Rachel and Jeremy hosting us along with, I'm trying to remember the parents' name as well. Richard and Jamie Fast. So it's going to be great. Richard and Jamie Fast and the Strawmans. So looking forward to that. We'll get there probably about 8 o'clock. And, of course, the radio show starts at 9 statewide. And then we're going to have a little lunch out there. We're going to talk to some folks. So, you know, I hope the neighbors come. And we're going to be out there with our famous Pucklich flag attached right on the back of that, baby. Going to be fantastic. We'll put the flag up. We'll give you the keys to a trail boss. You can take a little ride from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, because we're out to find out what's on your ranch, what's on your farm, and we bring the chow. That's right, from PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience on Monday. We'll be out there then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. And by the way, are you aware that North Dakota Oil and Gas touches every corner of North Dakota? I'm not exaggerating, folks. I'm not exaggerating. Oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota, every bridge, every school, every water project, every road. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. We'll be there with Ron Ness, the keynote speaker, Ryan Zinke, and more. Coming up Monday, well, actually Monday at the Strawman Ranch, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Watford City for the annual meeting. You're going to want to be there, okay? That's the deal. I have the pleasure of welcoming the Honorable George T. Forpaugh from the Republic of Liberia Ministry of Agriculture today. He's the Deputy Minister for Regional Development, Research, and Extension. George, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thank you so much.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Well, it's good to see you, and I met you on Tuesday, I guess.
Right.
Invited you to come on the radio, and now we get a chance to say hello. Why are you at Big Iron? What brings you to North Dakota?
Well, firstly, we would like to thank you and thank the government of the United States of America that made it possible to allow us to be a part of this international event, the Big Iron, which showcases a lot of agricultural implements and showcases investors. From the point of Liberia, we are here trying to solicit any investor who wants to do investment outside of America.
Sure.
And specifically looking at investment in the West Africa free trade zone, and particularly in Liberia. So if there's anyone looking for a market for the sale of agro imports, looking for operating and managing a company that deals in agro import, etc., or also looking for agro business, that's where our interest lies.
Well, ag's a big bet, a good bet, right? All day, every day in this part of the world. And what I like about Liberia is the connection the United States of America and Liberia has had. You're a Christian nation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the historicity of Liberia is linked to America. In 1847, as the history have it, the American Colonization Society,
yeah.
Yes, granted free slaves to move back to Africa, and then they settled in Liberia.
You love America, we love Liberia.
Certainly. Yeah. And the two of us are interchangeably linked.
Yeah.
America as a great nation, but also needs Liberia. During the Cold War, America has some infrastructure in Liberia in terms of the telecommunication system.
Precisely.
At the time.
Very critical,
so, yes,
in winning that war.
Exactly.
Exactly. That
so,
bond
yes.
has been there a long time. Tell me about agriculture in Liberia.
So
what
now,
do you grow?
So now we grow rice, we grow corn, we grow those are for the food crops.
Okay.
We have different stuff that we grow, but for the food crop we grow corn, we grow rice, we grow cassava, tubers, plantain, vegetable and granules.
Wow.
Yeah.
If someone is interested in linking up with you and talking about investment in Liberia and extending this link into agriculture, how would they get a hold of you?
Yes, I give you my card. I got all the details of my numbers, my emails, and also I will give you the website of the Ministry of Agriculture.
moa.gov.ir.
Exactly.
moa.gov.ir. George T. Forpaugh, Deputy Minister, Republic of Liberia, Ministry of Agriculture. Nice to meet you, sir.
Secondly, thank you again.
God bless you. God bless Liberia and the great United States. See you tomorrow, folks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. Join us in St. Thomas, North Dakota on September 17th for the Dwayne Littlejohn Estate Auction featuring collectible Jeeps, motorcycles, collectible cars, firearms, boats and other watercraft, musical instruments, farm equipment, and trailers full of new and used tools. This auction is September 17th in St. Thomas, North Dakota. View all items at Pfeiffer's.com or call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.